Thank you, Your Honor. May I proceed?
Please.
How much reimbursement or funding did you receive from the Sheriff's Office as a result of your prosecution of the 45th parallel totally?
Objection relevant, Your Honor. What the Sheriff's Office paid Mr. Dugan on salary still comes out of county coffers and has nothing to do with how much the defendants owe for the cost of prosecution.
Ms. Gruber?
Judge, I am trying to establish the fact that they're claiming a specific amount they spent on 45th parallel and that they should be reimbursed that amount. If they've already been paid that amount or close to it, they're double dipping, so to speak, for lack of a better phrase. And I think I have every right in the world to ask Mr. Dugan and Mr. Norris, when he's called as a witness, how much...
Okay, look, I'm not making this go for six more weeks. You can ask Mr. Dugan any question you want. I have not heard until this very moment that Mr. Norris is going to be a witness. He is the attorney involved. I am not going to do this. I don't have time. I am jammed to the gills today, and you're bringing up new issues that no one has said a word to me about. And at least a week has gone by since the court could know about these things. Therefore, we are going to take a recess. We'll set this up later when I can be there and take a day to listen to this stuff. We are in recess. But as of right now, I will make this clear. I've looked at the motions, I mean the law with regards to mistrial. It does not appear that it is timely. I'll let you file anything you want to with regards to it. But I looked at the statute with regards to this. I looked at the case law with regards to it. It does not look like any mistrial paperwork is appropriate. But if you're going to call Mr. Norris as a witness, I want to get a notice so we can have the state have witnesses available on this. We'll be in recess. I need to talk to Sharon. I'll give her a call. Thank you. We're in recess. Bye.
Thank you, Judge.